from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What does Bill Belichick have to say about this Chiefs team? I thought it was kind of interesting. He mentioned one area for the Chiefs to improve in 2024.
I think the bigger issues are going to be on defense. They couldn't turn the ball over. Look, they played very well in the playoffs, so that's where it counts, and that's the most important thing. But overall, as a team, run defense, turnovers, I think that's an area that they're going to want to improve in. And I just think it's going to be tough this year. They're a good team. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. I just think this third year, for it all to fall into place 3 years in a row is tough. I think if anybody can do it, it's probably Kansas City, but it won't be easy. It won't be easy.
Well, if anybody can do it, they're the only team that can do it. They are, in fact, the only team going to win this 3 year? In a row. That is a fact.
I think he just meant in NFL history.
I know. I'm being a smart ass about it. But no, look, the stuff he mentioned, though, are all things. I mean, heck, we had multiple Chiefs players on with us at camp. They all acknowledge they need to turn the ball over. They all acknowledge that, these things. We all know it's, of course, very difficult to win 3 in a row. It's very difficult to win back to back, and nobody's gone 3 in a row. So I don't think he's wrong. But does anybody not think we're still talking about a top 10 defense in football? Even if you told me they take a slight step back, they're still a top 10 defense.
I think that I was really interested by this answer because it made me ask myself the question, which is it more important the defense improves this year or the offense? And I was like, well, it's the offense, right? Like that seemed like the painfully obvious answer based on last year's team. But I do think that there's a natural improvement of the offense generally anyway, right? Better wide receivers, another year of figuring out who you are, a deep passing game again, etc. In a way, I actually think Bill Belichick's right, because I've said on this show, and I stand very firmly by it, maintaining high-level defense year to year is not as easy as it sounds. Just because each of the last 2 years they've been a top-5 defense does nowhere near guarantee them being a top-10 defense again this year. It's really hard to maintain. People age faster, or the play gets worse, or people figure out your defensive style. I don't know what it is, but really good defense in this league lasts like 3 years. They're like running backs. And then you have to rebuild and start again.
I'll tell you this. The age thing I'm not concerned about. Who on the defense is just aging out? I mean, that's it. There's nobody else that was a...
But if Jones took a step back, he's the biggest cog to their entire
anybody
defense.
Anybody think we're in any sign of that?
No.
Yeah, I don't think the other things are fair. The age thing, not worried. It's not like they have an aging corner. It's not like, I just don't. And Chris Jones, old. He's not 34, So
yeah. It's not like a Nnamdi Asomugha. Trent McDuffie's still in year 3 in the NFL. He's not going to just, because corners do it too. Corners fall off about as fast as running backs do. A corner will play really good, high level. Stephon Gilmore was a great corner. He was the best corner in the league. He's getting 1 year, $10 million deals now. He's hopping team to team. He can barely stay on a squad. And so defensive ability changes very quickly. which in a funny way means I could reverse it, Gold. I could tell you that it's actually more important that the offense get good, because if the defense takes any half step back, the easiest way to make up that ground is just be elite on offense again. Which, you know, I don't think he's way off base there. Well, I do think they're going to be a really good
The turnover thing is fair. I mean, the turnover thing, we just didn't yesterday. We just talked about that. That was, you know, Bill Barnwell had the piece and he mentioned the turnovers, and some of it we can claim is bad luck. You know, the fumble percentage recovery, it was way below league average. And then in the postseason, suddenly they were recovering 72% of all their fumbles. So it flipped like that.
That helped.
You know, so sure, that is very true. If you protect the football and if you get takeaways, things are going to go well for you.
Points per game wise, which unit do you think ranks higher this season?
It's a great question.
Offense, that's actually it's kind of closer than you think.
I still think it'd be offense. As we said, you know, a day ago, I don't think the offense is historically great like 2018, but if they are a top five offense again, that puts you in most years, what, getting back to scoring 30, 29 and a half points per game, something like that.
Yeah, right around there.
So I think that'll be high. Is the defense only giving up, what was it, at times 20 something points a game or something? It was crazy.
Right around there.
I think it'll move up a tick.
So the Chiefs last year scored 22.2 points per game. In order to be a top five offense, they would have needed 5.2 points more per game. So almost a full touchdown.
So if I think they're back to being a 28 points per game offense,
they would
be
the third best offense. 28.6 was second best.
Okay.
So
that was a low scoring year. I'll say the year before that, 28 would probably make you like fifth.
Defensively last year, for them to stay top three, they were second last year. They needed.
Oh, I take it back.
The Niners were 17.1 points per game allowed. If you wanted to be top 10, you had to allow less than 19 points per game.
I think they go hand in hand, though. Like, sometimes you say, well, duh, if you can't stop anybody, you're in a shootout. But I mean, as we remember from many years ago, when the offense is explosive again, it does, in a reverse way, kind of put pressure on the defense because they're just on the field more. Not that, like, there were tons of pressure on the defense last year because of the offensive struggles.
Like, I'm tired. Why'd you score so quick?
Where if you're going to have the big plays, we all love that. And I think we would all sign up for the averaging 29, 30 points per game.
Yes, please.
But it could lead to the defense seemingly having a worse year statistically. And I think that's what's going to happen.
There was only one team last year who averaged more than 30 points. It was Dallas. There was none in 2022. The Chiefs led the league at 29.2 points per game. So not a single team averaged 30. There was only one in 2021. And then in 2022, there were two. So if you get to the Chiefs at 30 points a game, Gold, you're the number one offense in the league. So, you know that it's a touchdown difference, which is not insignificant. If you made me guess, by the way, I'd stand side with you. If you said which one finished with better points per game, I'd say it's the offense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.